Ron Van Dam. He's classy, sassy, and a little bit brassy. You thought I was going to put gassy in there, didn't you? Well, you know, it wouldn't be wrong, but let's just leave that for now. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
Ooh, no, it's not.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
This program is not necessarily educational. Do not use this show for your children for homeschooling. Bad idea. Welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you for stopping by. Let's have some fun. I think I forgot how well vodka goes with coffee. Bad. If you decided to have a donut today with your morning coffee, that's your choice if you want to die early. Seriously, donuts? Who came up with that? Was that like a twisted plot to get rid of the population? My God. Let's take dough, dump it in a fryer, and then put it in somebody's mouth and make them swallow it. Whoa! That's cruel. If you really hate your job, you know, you're going to the office today. If you really hate your job, then stop off at the donut shop and buy a dozen donuts for the people that you work with. Oh, they'll drop like flies. Are you serious? I really like you, Bob. I hope you do well. Here, have a donut. Don't do it, Bob. Come on, donuts, seriously? It's not a nice thing to do. It's a nasty thing to do. Donuts are bad enough, the fried dough thing. But then you put powdered sugar on it and, you're going to give them diabetes? You're just really out to kill them, aren't you? God, what's wrong with you? The most caustic donut in the world is the jelly donut. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. The jelly donut will kill you eventually. The jelly donut takes it a step further. Not only will it destroy your organs, give you immediate cholesterol, and stop your blood flow within seconds, but a jelly donut will get on your shirt. Oh my God! It's not bad enough you're going to kill me. Now you're going to ruin my clothes as well? And the jelly inside the jelly donut looks like blood when it falls on your shirt, on your fat little gut that's sticking out. And it looks like you're bleeding from the stomach. And that's indeed what you're doing internally. The jelly donut. It must be stopped. And yet, we treat the jelly donut like it's a treat, like it's something that's marvelous and sent down from the heavens. Look what I got for everybody. Jelly donuts. Aww. Oh, you're so nice, Bob. Why do I call everybody Bob? What's up with that? You know why? Because Bob is the simplest name you could possibly ever have. And I'm not offending Bobs, because they can always like run to Robert and use that for a while in case they're embarrassed about Bob. Bob's not a great name, I got to tell you. I mean, most of us don't like our names anyway. We really don't. If you say to somebody, oh, that's a really nice name you have. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I didn't choose it. Well, of course you didn't choose it. You're a fetus. You don't get a choice to name yourself unless you're a movie star. You are what you're named on your birth certificate, on your official documents. Let me see your papers. Bob's a very, Bob's such a horrible name that they actually said, well, let's turn it into like a verb. What? Your name's now a verb? Yeah. Let's put a lot of apples inside a large vat and drown them with water and have the apples like float on the top of the water in a large, disgusting vat. And then we're going to tell people to stick their faces into the vat and pick up these dirty freaking apples that have been lying in a vat for 7 years. Pick it up with your teeth. What will we call that? Bobbing for apples. Why Bob? Because it's a silly name. We need to expand upon it. Oh, man. Bob is also spelled like way too easily. There's nothing intricate about Bob. You know, Bob is like, it's a B sandwich. It's an O sandwich. Bob, B-O-B. Can you spell that backwards? B-O-B. No, spell it backwards. B-O-B. No, I mean backwards. B-O-B. Oh, it's just like you start with an O and you throw a couple of B's on both sides, and when you got yourself a name, that's not great. That's very uncreative. Bob. Go back to Robert. Robert, I don't know. Everybody's name sounds stupid when you say it. But what's the point of having names if you don't say them? I don't know. My name is Ron, three letters. Formally, my name is Ronald, which sounds like I'm being chastised every time somebody says my full name. Ronald? What are you doing, Ronald? I can't stand that. But it wasn't my choice. Yeah, Bob's a tough one. Bob is like, it's just Bob. It's Bob. You know, it's like there's nothing creative or fancy or involved with that name. What's the boss's name? Bob. Oh, Bob, that's an incredibly impressive name. Bob is too familiar. It's like Bob is just the next guy. It's not enough going with Bob. Bob's just too plain. Bob's the plain donut in the box. Bob eats the jelly donuts first. I don't like confection with jelly inside. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the way God intended it. I'm not religious, but I'll tell you, if there is a God, would not be putting jelly inside of things. Did you ever get a box of candy? And inside that box of candy, a few of the candies have jelly inside. And I think most of us avoid those things. When we open the box, we try to figure out which are the ones that we don't want to eat. And most people don't like the chocolates with the jelly inside. It's like you're having a nice piece of candy, and your response is like, ooh, what is this inside? It's like it's dripping. What is this? What is this? They put jelly in there. Why would they do something like that? Why would they put jelly in things? I don't know. Do you know there's no jelly in jellyfish? Who named that? Who came up with that name? Was it Bob? Why would you call jellyfish fish that have no jelly in them? Sure, they're translucent. You can see right through them. They can't hide any emotions. They're very transparent. I don't think that's real jelly inside. It's like nobody took a bite of a jellyfish and said, tasty. I'm bringing jellyfish in for the people in the office. They'll enjoy the jellyfish. No, that doesn't work like that. There's a store near me, Bob's Discount Furniture. And the furniture inside is discount. Do you know why? Because the name on the building says Bob. You can't have expensive furniture with Bob as the name of the furniture store. Oh, I have this lovely Louis the 15th armchair, love seat, and upholstered sofa from Louis the 16th. I thought it was Louis the 15th. 15th, 16th, what the hell's the difference? It's a beautifully, beautifully crafted piece of art in the form of furniture. And where did you find that? At Bob's. You can't find fancy things at Bob's. It doesn't make sense. Bob's is and will always be a discount location. Want things cheap? Go into Bob's. Bob's got a deal. Bob sounds like the neighbor who's just Bob. I'm sorry, by the way, if your name is Bob. It might work for you on various levels. On most levels, it probably doesn't. And if you ever go to a cocktail mixer, one of those things where people stand around with drinks in their hands and talk to other people about superficial things that make no difference to anybody, but you have to dress up, you wear those little stickers on your lapel, or if you're a woman, you wear it just above your left bosom, and it says, "Hello, my name is." If your name is Bob, don't go to those things. That's too embarrassing. It is a beautiful day outside. Let me see. What's your name? Bob? Oh, God. All right. Now, there's a lot of stupid names. There really are. A lot of names that I wouldn't admit to. You know, the fun thing in life is to go places where nobody knows you and then to say you're somebody else. I mean, come on, why not? I've told you before in this show, it doesn't take very much to call yourself a doctor. You don't have to remove lungs and you know, do surgery on little children and things like that to be a doctor. You could be a doctor of philosophy, a doctor of psychology. Give me a break. You don't have to pick up a scalpel ever or even touch anybody to be a doctor. I have a doctorate degree. Call me doctor. Okay. So what you do is you go to a restaurant that you've never been to before. Maybe you're on vacation on some deserted island. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe you're in an exotic island, let's say. You're never going to go there again. And you walk into the restaurant, and there's a host or a hostess, depending on their sexual persuasion, and they say, can we help you? Yes, a table for two. And what is the name? A Dr. Van Damme. Oh, doctor, we have a table waiting for you, doctor. Now I'm a doctor of stupidity, but yet I'm a doctor. The hostess or the host never says, oh, you're a doctor. Well, before we seat you, do you have like that a medical degree with you or something that says doctor on it so that we can believe that you're a doctor? They never ask for that. If you say you're a doctor, you're a freaking doctor. Use it. Don't go through life taking a back seat. Put yourself in the front of the line. Make yourself important. It's amazing how people almost regard you as human. Use that doctor thing. Say it proudly. I'm not Ron Van Damme. I'm Dr. Van Damme. All of a sudden, I'm in another category for no reason whatsoever. Not a real doctor. Well, I am if I say I am. No one's going to challenge me. You're not a doctor. Yes, I am. Do it. Start doing it. God. Why are you just being yourself all the time? Be somebody else. You can be yourself while you call yourself somebody else, and you're still yourself. Changing your name doesn't make you different, but it gives you clout. And clout is all we're really shooting for. Why do people want to be doctors when they're children? What do you want to be someday, Bob? I want to be a doctor. Why? Because I want to help people. Bullshit, you want to get into restaurants faster. You want to get a table. Tell me about this saving people thing. Lie to me, doctor. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Ron, isn't that falsifying yourself? Isn't that like lying to people? Oh, grow up, will you please? Grow up. Stop with your pious little crap. Grow up. You want something in life, you got to lie your way into it. Ron, that's a this is why you don't homeschool, isn't it? Yeah, it is why. You're right. That is a good point. That is why I don't homeschool. I don't want to ruin children's lives. I don't want to get involved with their lives, but I certainly don't want to ruin them. I don't want to be held responsible for that. Yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. I want to be referred to as doctor from now on. I'm changing my name on everything. It's funny how a D and an R and a period can change your status immediately. It's time to step up. Spent too much of my life taking a back seat. It's about time that I started cutting to the front of the line. Ooh, we get so upset with that, don't we? I went to my local supermarket. Market Basket is the name of my local supermarket. Nice store. It's run by a guy named Bob. And it was crowded. It was crowded. And I was in line. There were about five people online to check out, and I knew that's going to take me at least 10 minutes standing online. And, you know, we're lined up with our shopping carts to the cashier's register, but, you know, I felt like saying, excuse me, I'm a doctor, excuse me. See, that's where it doesn't work. Then nobody gives a crap if you're a doctor when you're standing online at checkout. No, they don't care about that. There was this lady who seemed to be, what's the word, stupid. And she cut in line because she knew somebody in the line who was like second or third in the line, and there were like five of us in the line to check out. And she recognized her friend, Doris, Mandy, how are you? And they started chatting. And very slowly as they're chatting, they're both moving up in the line, and I realize, hey, she just cut in. She's just cut in under the guise of being friends with somebody on the line. And lo and behold, and behold and lo, when it got to her friend's, her friend got to the front of the line, and this woman who cut in takes her spot in the line right behind her friend. And all of us behind them looked at each other and said, wait a minute, this lady just cut in. Did we do anything about it? Yeah, we beat the crap out of her. No, we didn't do that. You don't touch people. Not anymore. You know, we used to be able to touch people. Fathers used to be able to smack their child on the ass if they got out of line. When your father comes home, he's going to be very mad. He's going to take you to the wood pile, and you're not going to be building tables, believe me. Yeah, fathers had a license to smack kids. When I was growing up, can't do that anymore. The cops will show up and take the kids away from you. Actually, not a bad idea. Can't do that anymore. Man cannot touch a woman in an office setting. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. Ooh. Women can touch men because men don't care about that stuff. She sexually assaulted me, and I loved it. Not the other way around. Doesn't work. He sexually assaulted me. He's going to jail and losing his job. Kind of not equal. Just know your parameters. And if you're ever in trouble, claim that you're a doctor. It'll help. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my guest joins us momentarily. But before I partake upon the guest segment of the program, how about this?
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructosey that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts. I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original barbecue or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts.
Dr. Gloria Beam joins us now. She's a world-renowned sports medicine specialist, and she's also an orthopedic surgeon and does a lot of things. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Ron, before we get started, is it possible I listened to your show like 30 years ago
Yes.
when I was on the East Coast?
Yes, very possible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
well, it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Right back at you, because I'm going to get some information out of you that's going to be very helpful to me and our listeners. As we all get back into normal life, fingers crossed as I say this, a lot of us are going to the gym and exercising, and you know, some of us were doing it before, but now we're going full throttle. And I think we need a little bit of help with this, because going full throttle from zero is probably not a great idea.
No, it's not. You know, exercise is so great for your body and soul, mm-hmm. right? It can reduce your risk of chronic disease, heart and lung health, improve your balance, increase bone density. There's so many wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you jump back into a workout routine too quickly, or if you're starting one from scratch, it can yeah. definitely pose some health problems.
Yeah, I'd be starting from scratch again, and that's it. I'm trying to do it at at various levels, but it's not easy, because you know, the older I got and sitting around during that period of time that we won't mention, my bones started to get a little bit different, and I don't mm-hmm. think they're putting up with as much as they did before. Is that odd?
That's
or
right.
Is that normal?
Oh, no. That's normal. You know, as we age, it's more difficult to keep our bodies in shape,
mm-hmm.
and it's more difficult to recover. So we have to be smart. When we're going to start a new routine, or if you're going to get back into an old one, number one, it's really good to talk with your healthcare professional to help choose the right routine for you. Everybody's different. There's no one right routine. And it's really good if you assess your fitness level. So take a brisk walk. And take your heart rate before and after the walk.
Yeah.
Check your weight. Check your flexibility. For instance, can you bend down without bending your knees and touch the ground?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are all important things to assess
mm-hmm.
before you start. And then you want to plan your routine based on your goals, your fitness goals. Is this to just improve fitness? Do you want to train for a marathon? Whatever it is, it's important to start slow and progress slow.
I have friends, and I know that's hard to believe, but I have friends who have actually injured themselves while exercising, and it kind of doesn't make yeah. sense, but I guess that can happen?
Oh, you bet. And in fact, CureVac did a study recently, and they found that 3 in 4 Americans said they experienced some kind of injury in recent months. Mostly because they were getting back into shape after the mm-hmm. pandemic nonsense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So it's really common that you can get injured. Now, many injuries occur from overuse and poor training techniques. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you can get injured running down the trail, you trip over your dog, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So there's a variety of different injuries that can occur when you're doing your fitness routine. And sometimes if you just get back to your fitness routine gradually, mm-hmm. and you let your body rest and recover in between workouts, that's really important. And if you do get an injury and you say, oh gosh, darn it, I'm finally back into my fitness routine and I sprained my ankle. Well, that doesn't mean you have to stop your fitness routine. You can mm-hmm. do something called cross training. Do you know what that means, cross training?
Sort of, kind of.
Well, basically, let's say you sprain your ankle and you're a runner.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you shouldn't run on an injured ankle, but right. you could get into a local pool and you can swim mm-hmm. and you can maintain your fitness mm-hmm. while you're recovering from your ankle injury. So that's called cross training, and that's a good thing to do.
Interesting. Let me ask you a question here that's a little bit off the beaten path. When one exercises, even with a trainer, and the next day they are sore. I mean, they can hardly yeah. move. And I say to myself,
yeah.
What's the point of that? You're in pain from exercising, but that seems to be quite common. How common is it? What do you do about that?
Well, first of all, you overtrained. If you're in that much pain, usually it's the second day that's the worst, mm-hmm. right? If you, let's say you're doing a ton of curls and you want to do more curls to get big biceps, for instance,
yeah.
the second day is the worst, right? You yeah. can hardly lift your arm to
yeah.
drink a cup of something. That means you overdid it. And you have to really take account that you don't do that again. You just got to, again, start slow and progress slow. And if you have a trainer that works you that hard where you can hardly walk
yeah.
the next day or two, maybe you should find a different trainer.
Yeah, try different. Because yeah.
that's not even safe. If you train that hard mm-hmm. and get that much soreness in your muscles,
yeah.
you may have, on a microscopic level, torn muscle tissue.
Oh.
And sometimes that can cause problems. It can even cause problems to your kidneys. So if you get some muscle damage,
yeah.
the byproducts of that can get into the bloodstream, get filtered to the kidneys, and it can cause problems. I've seen many people show up in the emergency room
wow.
With this very significant problem. So I'm not trying to scare people from exercising, trust me, but just start slow and progress slow. It's so, so important. And, yeah, a little muscle soreness is fine.
Okay.
That yeah, you had a workout. Yeah, I can feel that I worked out. I feel
yeah.
great. That's wonderful, but oh my gosh, I can hardly move. I can't walk.
Okay.
Not so good.
Okay. Yeah, that phrase, no pain, no gain, kind of confuses me.
No, that's no good.
Okay. Good. Well, I take that from the expert. That's no good. Yeah, I guess when you're exercising, you're feeling good, and even when you walk out, you're feeling good. So you don't even know that you're over-exercising,
yeah.
but you're right. You have to pace, and you have to know that that can happen. Very cool.
It can, for
all
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
What message do you want to leave with us?
Well, I want to leave with you a message that it's great to exercise. It's so wonderful for all of these health benefits. Be careful when you start a routine. So it's very important to start slow and progress slow. And if you do have a sports injury, it's important to recover from it properly. So, like I said, many injuries occur mm-hmm. from overuse, poor training techniques, etc. So you want to be careful how you're doing your fitness routine.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take care of yourself. You want to have a nice break in between your fitness routines,
mm-hmm.
whether it's every other day that you change up your fitness routine, or every day you want to change it up. You don't want to do the same thing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do get an injury, there are some products that can help with your injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you want really good, properly fitted shoes. I see a lot of people get injuries just from having poorly fitted shoes.
Okay.
So that's important because it all starts from the feet and it works up.
Oh boy.
And then there's other products that you can use. For instance, Cured Performance Series,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is the official medical supplier for Ironman, has an excellent line of products that can help with sports recovery.
Okay.
So those are important things that you can think about too.
Yeah, those things actually do help. I've wrapped my when I had a sore wrist, I wrapped myself in those wrappable bandages around my wrist, and I felt pretty good. That really helped me not move in the wrong direction.
Yep, they can help with swelling reduction. They can help with maintaining a certain position of the joint if it's injured. And there's also these products called Active Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Active Ice is wonderful because it gives you this localized cooling effect, which can help with pain. So if you have, let's say you did overdo it and your quad muscles all sore because you just did too many leg presses in the gym, you can put this little Active Ice onto the skin, and it can penetrate, and it feels great. And it can also help locally increase your blood flow to that area, which could lead to improved healing.
Yeah, it's good to have those things on hand, because when you want them, they should be there, and that helps a lot too.
For sure.
Dr. Beam, you've been very helpful. I knew you would be. I felt it, and you were. So how do we get more information about this?
Well, you can go to Curette.com to look at the products that I mentioned.
Yep.
And you can also get them on Walmart.com and Amazon.com.
Perfecto. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Oh, my gosh. It was my honor. You're so famous. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right. You take care.
You too, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. Thank you to my guest. Thank you, guest. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.